W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
This is the WTH podcast.
Down for moose soup after.
Hey, everybody. What's going on, Jason?
Nothing, just like hearing, like, when it says Nate Darling, and then it's like, it's Nate Darling. It's like, I know that it's you. It was just funny. It was awesome.
Are you mocking our open?
I'm not mocking our open.
Okay. Jason's back, by the way. Hey, Kareem, what's going on?
What's happening?
Well, coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about a hashtag sex strike.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
Has nothing to do with baseball. Well, we do have some baseball stuff, too.
Oh, I'll get my pillow out.
Oh, no. It's more than on field.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we'll talk about that later. Don't need to tease that. But we want to start with a big announcement. We are now on the TuneIn app.
Wait, what?
TuneIn. Now, as we record this, it's not working with Alexa yet. But according to the email, within 24 hours, it will be. So by the time you hear this, you should be able to say, Alexa, play podcast, WTH podcast. And we'll pop right up.
All right. Alexa, play TuneIn podcast.
You don't need to say TuneIn. Just say Alexa, play WTH podcast. That should do it.
Awesome.
We'll be all set with that. The TuneIn plugins are right on WTHpod.com, right on the upper left-hand side. So you can click on those. If you're on the website anyway, you don't need them because literally can click play right there on the post, but you know, whatevs.
Whatevs.
It just gives everybody another opportunity to listen to the show. Of course, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can get us on the PlayaPod app. We are pretty much anywhere you want to get your podcasts, we exist.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much. If you're beyond Spotify and Apple Podcasts and even TuneIn at this point for the people who like to listen on their Alexa device, get back with the program. So like the PlayaPod app just feeds off. It pulls feeds that are run through the Apple Podcasts.
Mm.
So that's where most of them get it. It's either Apple or Google.
Yeah.
So even if you're on a second or third party app, podcast app where you just like gather stuff together, we're right there. But if you go to some weirdo hosting thing, we may not be. So apologies.
Although Mr. Yak's podcast emporium.com.
Although if you can hear me, you probably already know that. So I don't know why I'm telling you.
It's you want to start over?
Yeah. Look, I worked in radio long enough to know you talk about stuff that doesn't matter for a good portion of time and then move forward. Although it is kind of cool to know that if you're someone who has an Alexa and you like doing that, you can do that rather than through your phone if you want to do it that way. It's just a new way to listen to the show.
It's just an easier way. Just more like convenient way, maybe.
Right. Just like Spotify, if you're at work and you've got you can work with headphones on,
you can
listen through Spotify on your computer at work or wherever you're doing stuff.
Boom, motherfuckers.
So
you can do it on your Xbox off the Spotify app on your Xbox, bitch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you could. That's all over.
That's how you do it, brah.
Oh, yes, PS4.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's also a TuneIn app on those as well. So you have, there is no lack of reasons to listen to us.
Get with the program.
I don't know if I said that right. No lack of reasons to listen to us. No, that's right. That was right.
There's a lot of.
There's no reason to not listen. Access is not a reason to not listen.
I mean, you just don't like us.
Yeah, we last week, Kareem and I were on track like in lasers.
Yes.
And now Johnny No Sleep's back.
What up?
So how are you, my man? You needed a couple weeks away because you've welcomed a new baby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And last week it was a little too early to break away.
Yes.
And so how has everything been going? How is life with two baby daughters?
It's kind of nuts, man. No, you know, it's funny because the first one, it just seems surreal, you know, because it's kind of like, oh my God, I'm a parent now. This is fucking crazy. With the second one, there's a lot of like, oh yeah, I remember this. Oh yeah, this is how this goes. So you just like, you just have to.
What? Look at this. Huh? What?
Yeah. You don't question much anymore. You're just like, do it. Like cleaning a diaper,
Here's cleaning a diaper first, baby.
Oh my God!
Yep, pretty much. That's it.
and here is cleaning a diaper second, baby.
Dirty bitch.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It's nothing like that. No, it's what's funny is like, here's the thing is like, you change the diaper on a 2.5-year-old, they're squirming, they don't want to get it changed. They're being little turkeys. I called my daughter a turkey and she started going gobble, 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 gobble.
And then she said this.
Yeah. So they're like, while I'm trying to change her diaper, she's moving her butt all around, so I can't put her diaper on. With this new one, with Alma, like, she just sits, she just lives there.
You named your daughter Almond.
Alma.
Almond?
Alma.
Okay, I'm just checking.
And she was born in 1928?
My grandmother passed away recently, and her name was Alma Zeta.
Okay. So I was era correct with the name.
Okay. Pretty much, yeah. But
it's Kristen, not a name you hear a lot.
Kristen, like the thing is, Alma Zeta is a very it's old traditional name for sure. But she did not like the Zeta part of it, so it's Alma, which is still soul. It means the soul.
Okay.
And what's her nickname going to be?
Is her middle name? Is her middle name have a J? You're gonna have AJ and CJ?
No, it's actually Sue. Alma Sue. Her mom's name is Suzanne.
So, okay.
There's a reason for everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Kids are being named like they're in the 1902.
Yeah. Well. That's fine.
When they get to kindergarten and Jedediah takes a liking to them, then it'll be all fine.
That's it.
Yeah, or Hercules.
Alma Sue.
Alma Sue, yeah.
That's countryer than anybody's name I grew up with. God damn.
So you had no idea, man.
Not since Return to Amish have I heard these names.
And I had a Connie Sue and a Christy Jane, and that shit is
I know, a Carol Jane and a Alma Sue. I have those two kids, and it's tough in some senses. Like last week, it's crazy. No sleep for sure. Like feedings every 3 hours at nighttime, every two.
No. Sleep till Brooklyn.
Yeah, ever again, man. So I just went to work today. It was the first day back to work. That's what I've been doing, man. But she's amazing, and she's so chill compared to CJ. It's just crazy how kids are all different. Like they're just so different, each one. So like, just with these two, it's but you know, at the same time, Alma has a she could get crazy too. You never know.
This is Jason's life now.
This is it. No sleep.
This is what's playing in inside of his brain, just right behind his eyeballs.
I had 3 shots of espresso at 3 in the afternoon. And I'm so tired right now.
You know, I can empathize with you. You know, didn't have two, just had the one baby that we had in our home for 2.5 weeks. But, you know, we got her when she was 5 days old. So I know that exact time frame.
Yeah.
And how exhausting that is with one.
Yeah.
So I can empathize.
yeah, so lucky that grandma's here. Grandpa was here also for a while. So very lucky to have them.
And now he's gone off to the brothels in Nevada. What?
Yeah, yeah, he just wanted to go hang out in Carson City. Like, I heard they have some cool things down in Carson City. Like, there's nothing cool there. Right. And he was like, I'm going to Carson City. Hey! Yeah. That's how he came back. He came back and he was, he had a smile 10 feet long. No, he's kidding.
He was very, very excited.
No, he went back to New York because he has to get the cabins ready for summer and stuff like that. Because
gotcha.
When you live out up north,
sure,
where it snows for 9 months of the year.
Yeah, the snow's just melting there now.
Just starting to melt there now. You have to prep for the couple months you have sun.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll come back to you later on. Kareem, how have you been?
It was a good week. I'll say it was a good week. Took mom out to dinner on Thursday. She wore her new wig.
Oh, nice.
And then the gentleman next to us said something to her while I was talking to the owners of the South. And yeah, she's been talking about that ever since.
Oh, okay.
So she feels like she got her mojo back.
Oh, good. Ooh.
And then we took her to Bella Brew for brunch on Mother's Day. So that was good.
How long you have to wait?
I didn't. You got awesome. A reservation.
Yeah. You got to have reservations.
Got to get reservations. I don't know why people go to places like that on days like that and then look around like, well,
I can't believe there's a wait.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, don't you like it's Mother's Day. Didn't you realize that there was going to be a wait?
How old are you? How many Mother's Days have you had to figure this out?
And by the way, this is Sacramento. This is Brunch USA.
Exactly.
That's what they should put on the water tower. Welcome to Sacramento, Brunch USA.
There is brunch everywhere in this town.
Oh, man. I remember the first time I found a place that had the brunch with the all-you-could-drink champagne with it. Man, I got hammered every Sunday. They had to stop it. They had to stop it during football season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for anybody who listens on the East Coast, football season, the first game kicks off at 10 a.m. out here.
Yeah.
So you roll out of bed and go to brunch and just drink bottomless mimosas for the first game.
Yeah. Get hammered.
Yeah. It's the greatest thing in the world. Roll out of bed on Sunday morning and football's on.
Yes.
I watched a lot of football the one year they had it and then they realized they couldn't have it anymore.
Jason's fandom waned.
Oh, man. Yeah, I never watched any more football.
He's like, go Chargers.
I watched so many games and I don't remember any team.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. So you went to brunch. Sorry about
that. Oh, man. So we went to brunch and that was cool. And getting the last of my pictures ordered for the project, the exhibition, The Invisible Man.
That's coming up on the 31st.
Coming up on the 31st.
So what about like The Invisible Woman?
Less than 3 weeks.
And her invisible jet. Oh, that's Wonder Woman.
That's Wonder Woman. Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Oh.
So I'm excited, a little nervous about that. Like I said, we're less than 2 weeks away from the opening. Trying to get the last couple of pictures ordered and then trying to get the stuff down for the talk that I'll have to give during that process. So yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared.
Yeah.
Gotta be ready. Yeah. So Mother's Day, we went up to Reading to visit my mother-in-law and said, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? And she said, go gamble. Okay, where? So we ended up at Wind River Casino.
And woo!
Yeah, exactly. Wind River Casino, where Wind is just in the name.
Woo!
there's no winning going on there, unless you're the house.
It has some really nice rooms, but that's it.
Not really.
They smell like cigarettes.
Having stayed there before, they're okay.
We stayed in like the presidential suite.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you only have to pay $92.45.
Oh, you'll pay more.
We got it for free.
You'll pay eventually. So, yeah, we went up for that. An extended family member had little kids who were doing mutton busting on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I saw that video or picture.
So we went out to see the mutton busting. Waited in the heat for over an hour because the group that was supposed to start at 4:45 started at 5:30. And he, the youngster that we were waiting on, lasted a full one Mississippi before hitting the ground.
Sounds about right.
What I found out afterward was his little girlfriend rode before him. She held on so tightly. Now, first of all, she slid off to the side, but she held on so tightly, the sheep stopped running.
What?
Damn. Yeah. She, all the way across the paddock, sheep stopped. She's still holding on. He goes next, literally one Mississippi. Done.
Oh, wow.
Poor little guy.
Yeah. Well, either way. So then we went to the casino.
You're like, all right, kid, peace.
So, and the other thing was my mother-in-law wanted Roku, which, great. So we went and got her Roku. Here's the rub. When you buy anything technology-based for anyone older than you, you have to set it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
Did it get you upset?
It didn't get me upset. It's just exhausting. Because there are a number of things that go into, because getting it set up is not a big deal.
No, but then you have to sign in all the shit.
Yeah. And Amazon Prime, by the way, you can shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. Her Amazon account, in order to log in, they wanted, because she, they wanted the security code on a credit card that ended in four digits, and it was a credit card she didn't have anymore. So I ended up having to call Amazon.
Which
is a delight. Actually, it wasn't bad because you put in your number, you hit the thing, they call you back, and they were fine. It was just exhausting.
It's just time consuming.
It was just exhausting to get through that. Now, the nice thing is we got them two, one for the living room, one for the bedroom. When we set up the one in the bedroom, we just signed into the Roku and boop, everything populated from one to the next. So they have exactly the same thing. Okay. So the second one was super easy.
Yeah, yeah. But that initial setup, signing everything in. Like,
well, and the nice thing is they're just using a profile on like our Netflix account and on the Hulu account, because you've got multiple profiles that you can have.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then it was explaining, okay, use your own profile. Don't use my profile.
Right.
Because if you watch some, like if you're watching the same thing, then it's going to show up as watched and we're not going to know there's anything new there.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I used to do with EJs. If one of us would get a hold of each other's Netflix account, like at each other's house, we would go on and we would watch, whatever gay leaning films were listed on Netflix at all, and just like search for them, like one, watch it, like fast forward it all the way to the end, so it looks like you watched it.
Sure,
thumbs up it.
So the recommendations all come back.
Yeah. And you do it to like four or five different ones. And then it just says, because you watched.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. You can also add a bunch of stuff to the list too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So anyhow, once we started having kids and our spouses were using our accounts a lot more often, it's changed. We don't do that anymore.
Don't want to arouse suspicion about what gets you aroused.
It's taken a long time to get those on. I no longer get those. Now I get the occasional Coco recommendation.
Like, that's why you always try to put it in my butt.
Oh, man. If you only knew. If you only knew.
So, anywho, speaking of putting it in the butt, Donald Trump.
Did it.
Yeah, he welcomed the Red Sox players, well, the ones who didn't no-show, to the White House this past week. He was very excited to do that.
How were their socks?
Here he comes. I thought the team would be bigger than this. It's a very small team of Red Sox there. And here comes Trump, his really awkward slow walk. There's one black guy. One black guy, Kareem.
Nathan Eovaldi. Where's Nathan?
Third base coach.
Oh, he's a pitcher. Oh, the black guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good job he did. You ever see such good-looking people behind me, too? World Series MVP Steve Pierce. Tied it up.
Steve's white guy.
Yeah.
All right, this is boring now.
yeah, so they put the pitching the third base coach
dead in the middle
behind him, mm-hmm. and then they put another guy like the other Latino person in front of him, beside him.
So Alex Cora, who's from Puerto Rico, he's the manager. He did not go. Mookie Betts, who is the AL MVP, did not go. Xander Bogaerts did not go. Their pitcher David Price did not go, and of course, Big Poppy David Ortiz also did not go.
What?
Did not go.
Way to go, Big Poppy.
So they went there. He heaped tons of praise on them. Called out Chris Sale and JD Martinez and left out key players who didn't show up. So he just made believe they didn't. Now, after they went to the White House, the Red Sox suddenly went on a winning streak. So guess who took credit for that?
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
He said, has anyone noticed that all the Boston at Red Sox have done is win since coming to the White House?
We're not paying anybody off.
He said, the White House visit is becoming the opposite of being on the cover of Sports Illustrated. By the way, the Boston players were great guys.
Did they enjoy their Big Macs?
There's no food for the pro teams.
Oh, okay.
They only feed the college teams.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's our baseball story for you, Jason.
Yeah, that's still not okay with it.
Before we away, cancel.
He also called them the Sox. He also spelled it out like S-O-C-K-S, right? Like
he was doing Hooked on Phonics.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's what he was doing. And yeah, this is what they did on their way out of the White House. They just got excited. That's how we roll. Red Sox gonna rock
this house. What the fuck, dude? With the big boy sound. With the big boy sound. Red Sox gonna strike you down. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. That's how they roll, Jason.
What the fuck was that?
Okay, to be fair, if you go on Spotify, now pick another team that you might be a fan of.
Oakland Athletics.
Let me see. Oh yeah. Hold on. Let me see how they roll. Sounds familiar. I don't know. That's how we roll. Oh.
Oh man. Waves are gonna knock you out. You're running with the big boy sound. Man. Waves are gonna strike you down. That's how we roll.
Now, Kareem, I know growing up in North Carolina, you got a lot of the Braves where you were.
Oh, my God.
You're wondering how they roll? Well, wonder no longer. This is how they do it.
Oh my, how many more teams are there? I can just see the guys.
So that's how they roll. Now, if you're wondering, you're a fan of the Giants. You're wondering, I don't know what could be their song. Oh.
Giants are gonna rock this. Wow. Here's the San Francisco Giants. This is a dual, like, you can buy this song and potentially play it for the Giants, the football team, and also the baseball team. It's a dual-purpose song.
I would hope they could afford something better than this.
I pray so.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh, who's this? Wait, what? It changed up for who?
It did. No, it's no, it's not. It's a different album. Oh, okay. It jumped to something else.
Back at it with 45 minutes straight of your favorite MLB teams. How they roll?
Yeah. By the way, the Giants this weekend, they played the Cincinnati Reds, and Yasiel Puig, he upset Madison Bumgarner because he hit a home run and then he flipped his bat, and you know they don't like each other, but the Reds. That's how we roll.
Oh my god.
All right, you get the idea. By the way, it's they have all 30 of them. It's called Roll With It MLB Fight Songs on Spotify.
No.
All I can say is like when homeboy shows up and tries to play that song and like I'm in control of the booth, I'm firing him.
I mean, I had intended to play this, but I thought it would be kind of cliche because every baseball thing ever since the mid 80s has just played this.
But this is fine. This is fine. There's like,
yeah, but it's not funny. It's a comedy podcast, Jason.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
All right. What the hell?
All right. Sorry. So Donald Trump has ruined baseball again. Okay. So, Kareem, I don't know if you sent this to me or if you posted it, but there's an organization called Turning Point USA.
Yes.
And there was a I'm going to call him a gentleman named Riley Grisser or Grisar. Well, he has been removed from the organization, and the itsgoingdown.org took any references to Riley's father that were outdated out of their article. But here's the original thing. A video sent to It's Going Down, already going viral on various Facebook pages, shows the leader of the Las Vegas chapter of Turning Point USA, the aforementioned Riley, along with a young woman, screaming, well, you know what? By the way, these are both very, very white people. And so take note of what they're screaming.
Yes. I love these guys.
Dude, we're going to rule the country. White power. White power.
White power. White power.
Yeah.
Fuck
them all. Fuck them all. Yeah. That's right.
So they seem nice.
Seem like a.
Well, I also like that they have like animated the dollar signs over their Snapchat video.
Yeah.
And in text it says fuck everyone with the crying laughing emoji.
They seem like such well-heeled children.
Oh boy. Multiple students who went to school with him confirmed on Twitter that was in fact him. It's unclear as to when the video was recorded. However, he's seen wearing a Trump shirt, and multiple people on Twitter claiming to be former classmates imply the video was filmed in high school between 2016 and 2017. Also in the video, he can be seen making the alt-right hand signal, a sign which Turning Point USA leader Charlie Kirk has been photographed making, along with a variety of other neo-Nazi alt-right and white nationalist leaders. I'm not naming them because look them up if you want.
And then since we just left baseball, there was one who did it behind either one of the players or one of the coaches for the White Sox on television.
Well, maybe they meant White Sox power, Kareem.
It was the Cubs. It was the Cubs game.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe it was just a.
Well, regardless, it just goes to show that anybody that wants to stick up and say that OK symbol is not a symbol of racism is immediately now labeled as a racist.
First I lost the rainbow to the gays.
Yeah.
I keep losing things that used to be okay.
Yeah.
And not that I can't use a rainbow for things, but yeah. It's first identified with the gay community, and that's fine. But it's interesting how you see, this is why white people get so upset about losing things that they once held dear. Like now I can't use the okay signal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you can't pretend to be alpha. Well, you can, you just got to do it right side up instead of upside down.
No, but I've seen people doing it both ways. They'll do it all the ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Man, yeah. You can't even pretend to be Spanky anymore. Oh, Tay.
That's buckwheat, I think.
Whichever one.
I believe so.
Yeah, come on, that's so racist, dude.
It was always okay to be Spanky. It's never okay to be buckwheat for Halloween or any
other. unless you're a black child.
And Turning Point USA has backing of billionaire funders like the Koch brothers. And what they do is they go out and recruit students, younger people.
Yeah.
To their cause. So I'm sure there are plenty of people in Turning Point USA who aren't white nationalists, but there's enough that are.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they aren't.
I'm not going to paint with a broad brush. There are enough to say maybe they're a problem.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just.
Yeah, you can't deny the overt change.
It's the media
pointing it out. Yes, the media is in fact pointing it out. That's how they roll, Jason. Ugh. I wasn't going to do it. God, settle down.
Media.
We're new media here, not same old media. All right,
just kidding. All right, what's up?
So you settle down.
What's up? What's up? Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how we roll.
Oh, God damn it! I'm as bad as Aaron Carter.
I'm just kidding. We're not going to tell you how we roll. That would be wrong if I told you how we roll. I think you know how we roll.
With big boy sound. With the big boy sound. That's how you guys roll.
It's true. The big boy sound. All right. So.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
What's a big boy sound?
It's a sound that big boys make. All of those things. All right. So Alyssa Milano. Let's talk Alyssa Milano for a moment. You an Alyssa Milano fan, Jason?
I remember when I turned 18 and I could rent, what was it? Something Embrace of the Vampire.
Okay.
And you got to see her boobs in it. And it was like the first movie. Like she, like, so I've always had a thing for Alyssa Milano.
Kareem?
I'm with Jason. I've always had a thing for Alyssa Milano.
I've always found her, you know, once she, because of course she was on Who's the Boss when she was a small child.
She's a year older than me, so it's always age appropriate.
There you go. Yeah. She's now an activist of sorts. It upsets a lot of people. And she's now sort of upset feminists, ironically. She tweeted, "Our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get our bodily autonomy back. I'm calling for a hashtag sex strike. Pass it on." Now, Jason has a new baby at home, so this doesn't apply to him.
Doesn't apply to you, yeah.
I mean, and the graphic says, "Sex strike, if our choices are denied, so are yours." She then tweeted an article that said, "History shows that sex strikes are a surprisingly effective strategy." Okay. But then the feminists weigh in, and they make a lot of sense, saying things like, "Please stop feeding the narrative that women are providers and men are consumers of sex. Bribing men for equal rights with access to our bodies is not how feminism works." And then, in reply to that, someone else tweeted this exactly. "One, men are not the only ones who enjoy sex. Two, sex strikes reinforce the idea that our only value as women is our ability to provide gratification to men." And then Alyssa Milano goes, "But have you read these bills? That's exactly what these bills are stating. We have the power of choice before pregnancy, and I'm going to exercise that choice." So, okay. The thread goes on. "If they want to control our body's reproductive organs, then we should deny sex to cis men." Now we're diving deep into the feminist Kareem.
Yeah.
When you start dropping the cis men. And somebody else retweeted, "Join us in helping cis men feel the physical consequences of our reproductive rights being systematically eliminated. Hashtag sex strike."
I don't disagree with her.
With who? Alyssa?
Alyssa.
I'm not taking a stance one way or another. As a cis man, I don't have that right. I'm just saying what other feminists are saying. We'll get around to the whole thing in a bit. Christy Coulter tweets, living under patriarchy has already robbed me of safety, autonomy, opportunities, and trust in our institutions. Now I'm supposed to give up sex too? And play into the fiction that it's just a bargaining chip transaction for women? Love you, but nope. And she replies, cool. Be extremely careful. If you get pregnant and miscarry, and they can't prove you didn't miscarry on purpose, you can get thrown in jail for a long time in Georgia. Hashtag sex strike. One more. Actually, two more. I know this is well-meaning, but the whole entire point of these horrifying laws is to punish women for daring to have and enjoy non-procreative sex. You think people who already believe women have no right to their own bodies are going to respect partners who say no? And finally, LMAO, no. This actually supports the idea that we're just walking vaginas and are or only here to serve men's sexual needs. Also, my man ain't vote these fools into office.
I think she makes a good point at the end there.
I'm sorry, one more. You want me to deny myself the one pleasure men offer because what now? So, yeah, a little divisiveness amongst this.
I mean, what? It would work if the women that had they're having sex, like with the guys that are making these laws, stopped having sex.
Well, that was her who she was pointing it at to when she did it.
Well, but, she was going above and beyond that. She was basically talking to everybody in Georgia,
right?
Now, if you watch Last Week Tonight this week, John Oliver had a whole section on it was not just Georgia, but also Alabama and Ohio are, and then there are a bunch of other states actually, too.
So Mississippi. So go ahead, Nathan.
No, I was done. You.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Okay, so when a couple of weeks ago I went to see W. Kamau Bell. They showed one of the shows from the upcoming season in Oakland and they were talking about this specifically. And like in Mississippi, there's only like one clinic in Mississippi that provides abortion.
Right. So in Mississippi, it's a little different. They've run all of the clinics out.
Right.
Because, and it's so poor that without the government support for these things, when you live in a rural area like where my dad lives, there is really limited healthcare options.
Right.
To begin with.
And lots of sex.
And that's true.
So when you're talking about a place like Mississippi, yeah, these places all closed up because there's not the economic opportunity for them to stay open if they aren't able to provide that service.
Right.
And that's what these laws have been about. I mean, they're ridiculous.
And for them to think that what she's saying really only applies to them, there's like a systematic approach that the pro-life people, GOP, have taken across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just think that Georgia's the only place where this shit's happening.
Oh, no, it's happening everywhere.
Or that it's going to stop in Georgia and you don't have to do anything and your shit's just going to be cool. She's actually right.
I mean, unless you live in California.
Unless you live in California.
Oh, no, but even then, you got places like Elk Grove and Roseville that are protesting, like, the change of, you know, their history books and stuff like that and all that stuff that's going on at the Campbell's last week. Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So, like, I mean, so you can say, oh, well, I don't want to stop having sex, but it's one of those things where you can pretend like you or put your head in the sand on it if you want to. But there's going to be a time where you're going to be like, fuck, I should have stopped fucking.
Right. It was time to take a stand.
It was time to take a stand. Because there's actually a woman in Mississippi who is on who was charged and has been on is going on trial for having a miscarriage.
Yeah. I mean, they've basically, you have to prove that you had a miscarriage that wasn't of your own causing.
Yeah. It's like this. So that's like a real thing. It's not some shit that she just pulled out of her ass.
Right.
Out of thin air. Like, oh, well, this could happen. Like, no, it is happening right now.
And in Georgia, one of the things they're doing is there are tax benefits to being a fetus.
Yeah. Oh, like, I didn't even see that
like
part.
Child support. Watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver from Sunday. It's on YouTube. So if you don't have HBO, it's on YouTube. There is a whole section about that, about what's going on in Georgia and in Alabama, what they want to do in Alabama and the things in Ohio, which is you wouldn't think Ohio when you're thinking these Bible Belt stuff. You don't think Ohio off the top of your head, but yeah, Ohio.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to do that because it doesn't affect me. No, this shit is affects you or is going to affect you soon if you don't get your head out your ass and understand what the fuck is really going on.
Yeah, I think, and I made this point on the Morning Crunch Wrap on Monday, that if you are somebody who thinks that this is ridiculous, it's kind of incumbent upon you to stand up and say, this isn't okay.
Yeah.
It's 2019. This is settled law 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You don't get to just go back in and go, oh, well, you know, I don't think that that makes sense because Jesus. This isn't about Jesus.
No.
This is not about your faith. If your faith involves taking away other people's rights, then your faith is not.
What about the right of the unborn child?
Yeah. You want to take care of the child after it's born? Then we can talk.
Yeah.
You are a horrible person for saying something like that.
You're
a monster.
Yeah.
You're a monster. What do you mean?
Because here's the deal. If you
don't have sex then. Don't have sex then.
If you're going to treat children like they're regular people, then treat them like regular people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't treat them like they're special. Treat them like fucking regular people.
Well, they do once they're born.
Once they're born.
They ignore them. You expect me to pay to feed your child at school? Why do you expect me to pay for that?
Because you said I couldn't let it go.
Right?
Because when my granddaddy impregnated me, you didn't let me get taken care of.
And that is the case too.
For real? I know.
Yeah. For real.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No. It's not what it's about. It's about control. It's about control. Yeah. That's literally all it's about.
It's about making more people move to California.
No, because if you can keep them pregnant and poor.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
Yeah. Especially.
Oh, yeah.
Especially certain demographics. Yeah.
Oh, and the corporations, man, they love it with their prisons. Yes. They love that work.
Yeah.
Enjoy those Kmart underwear, too.
So I'm going to come out and say this on behalf of you two as well here at the WTH podcast. This shit that's going on to try and change all of the laws that affect women's bodies is not okay.
It's not okay. No.
It's bullshit. It's misguided. And it's hiding behind faith in a very bullshit way.
It is. I can 100% agree.
I get if you are not in favor of abortion. I totally get that. I completely understand that.
And if you teach that to your daughter and your family, and that's what your belief is in your household, and good for your family.
And it's not a states' rights issue. This is the other thing that pisses me off. Oh, it's states' rights, states' rights. No, states' rights aren't about restricting people's rights.
Yes, they are.
Right. Well, if that's the case, then that's not American.
That is the whole reason why this states' right bullshit is a thing.
It goes back to slavery, doesn't it?
It goes back to slavery.
I had a feeling it was going to.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It goes back to slavery. In every racial law that's been put on the books, the way they defend it is by saying, oh, we're going to push it back to the states. Or to try to keep it on the books. Oh, we're going to push it back to the states. And then the state comes up with some convoluted way to make racism a thing. Or okay.
Yep. Well, this is all about these things are all going to get challenged in court. They're going to go to the Supreme Court. And this is why all the evangelicals supported
Trump.
Donald Trump. And why Mitch McConnell stonewalled Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee for 9 months.
Yep. And all you white women that voted for Donald Trump, I hope your daughters don't get pregnant and can afford the baby that you're going to make them have.
All right. Well, if the sex strike does go forward, I have good news. Now, male masturbation jokes will always get laughs in buddy movies and comedy routines, but a new study actually says something serious about a typical dude's favorite shower activity.
Or, how do they know about that? Or,
yeah, just your favorite shower activity, Jason.
Fuck.
That's right. Masturbating frequently could significantly reduce a man's risk of prostate cancer. You're doing it for your health.
Yes.
Now, what qualifies as frequently? Well, according to recent research from Harvard University, men who have 21 or more orgasms per month could cut their odds by 33%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Damn, Jason's going to have carpal tunnel next month.
Yeah. And no, baby, gonna, I got to do it. I got to do it.
And he was going to have carpal tunnel next month anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I already have carpal tunnel syndrome. Come on, man. She was pregnant for 9 months.
Now, to reach the findings, they surveyed over almost 32,000 men, sending them questionnaires about how often they engage in self-love. The study team then tracked the participants for 18 years, recording which men developed prostate cancer in the time period. The men were assessed at three different points, a year before the questionnaire was distributed, in their 20s and again in their 40s. The study conclusion, the more frequent rates of masturbation were associated with lower rates of prostate cancer. So this isn't the first study to find that regular climaxes can help keep things healthy down there, but this is the first time researchers came up with an actual solo sex quota. So even if you are getting it from your lady or your gentleman, whatever you prefer, or your non-gender specific partner, whatever, 21 times a month all by yourself. That's what we should be doing.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, not right now.
Right now.
No, not right now.
Right now. Watch out, Kareem.
Put your hands out your pants, man. Keep your hands out your pants.
It's coming.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Ah, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You know what? The people in Plattsburgh, New York, do not let us down. They are angry and they are writing in to speak out once again. What are they angry about? Well, forecasts. A 10-day weather forecast? Seems some forecasters can't get three in a row. I guess just pretend you were right and remember to smile. Apparently that helps. I wonder if I was consistently wrong at my job, if I'd even have a job. Just go outside and look up. I bet it would be more accurate.
Wow. Man, your life sucks.
By the way, these are the people who call TV stations, just yeah. FYI. I read on the PR, that's the Press Republican, front page of another major property assessment decrease. These rich people afford fancy lawyers to contest their assessments, which they may be entitled to, but my property is worth under $200,000 and the cost of a lawyer will far exceed any savings I'd see. In the short term, what am I supposed to do? I've had an empty storefront for over 18 months, and so has the neighbor across the street. There's no demand for small retail anymore. Yeah, because you live in a dying little small town.
Get out of the town.
You should hire a guy to.
Now, I don't know where your storefront is, but apparently they're building new apartments where the Durkee Street parking lot used to be. So maybe those people would go to a store. Yeah, can you follow me? Yeah, there'd be a reason to open a store because you'd have people who live right there who could just walk over.
What? Or like a small restaurant?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe like a taqueria?
There's already one taqueria in Plattsburgh.
Is there?
And a Taco Bell. That's all they need.
Pokey. Pokey shop.
And finally, oh no. No.
That would I get not this one from Lake Ontario.
We had to know it was coming after the struggles to come under the mandated state tax cap. And even with the increases of water, sewer, garbage, we have had to expect the city of Plattsburgh mayor and council to come after our home assessments. What better way to raise taxes and fund pet projects? I hope the mayor and council know that you are slowly taxing us out of our homes. It's pathetic that the combination of my city and school taxes have now reached equivalent to my monthly mortgage. Good luck trying to sell our homes with the higher taxes to come at the city's increased valuation.
How much is your fucking mortgage?
I I'm guessing most houses are under 150 to they're 150 to 200,000 for a 30-year mortgage.
So their taxes are their monthly tax. Are their taxes like?
So their monthly mortgage may be like $600.
Right. And that's how much they're paying each month for property taxes.
I don't think that's what they're paying each month for property
taxes. Just once a year.
I'm guessing it's once a year.
Get the fuck out of here. Go fuck yourself. You get the what the hell? Get the fuck out of here. Like, wait, you own a fucking home. That's a fucking luxury tax, bitch.
Well,
get the fuck out of here.
Here's the other thing. Have you ever heard of people bitch because their house's value went up?
No, because they're not fucking idiots.
That's what they're doing. They're complaining that their value of their houses has gone up.
Yeah, because
God damn it, my house is worth more now.
No, I mean, we are lucky that in California we have Prop 13. Right? Am I right? Am I right, guys?
All of this.
Now fuck that prop.
And it's very painful. It's very painful.
It's very painful.
Fuck you guys.
Is Prop 13 the one you have to put a sign on every building that says it'll cause cancer?
No. Yeah, that's a good one. No.
Is it?
That's Prop 65.
Oh, okay.
No, Prop 13 limited taxes to a certain amount from then on, like from when you first buy a home. So it can only increase the property tax at certain intervals in the property transaction. But what happened, which is really fucked, is they gave like a 0.5%, like always remaining level to all of the golf courses at country clubs and stuff like that. So all those people that like it's so much like they are valued at like they pay like $200,000 for like the Bel Air. Like golf club, like they pay like on $200,000 of value or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like so, like they pay like $150, $200 for their taxes. Fuck them, man. Fuck all of them.
Now,
man, I tell you, man, tax law, bitch.
Come on now,
come on now.
All right, that's gonna do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up on Friday, we got some more chit chat for you.
And don't forget to shop at the Amazon tab.
Oh, yeah, the shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. And, WTHpod.com.
And the Target.
Shop Target there. You can also follow us on Instagram. It's WTH_podcast for fun new graphics all the time. So thanks for listening. Tell a friend if you would. And we will see you next time. Thank you so much.
What? Did you say something?